Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Guazal. I know entirely too much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sometimes a curse or burden or sad information about my life that I know much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But if there is any day of the year where that serves me and serves you, the listener, today might just be that day.
Wow.
One of our two annual Christmas mornings, we get to where we're a parent. It's like we're kids of divorced parents because we get two Christmases.
We get two Christmases. That's why it's better this way, honey.
Who's that comforting mom chiming in? It's my co-host, the skeptic, the voice of the people, the little devil on my shoulder. Kristen Studdard. Hey, Kristen.
Hello, Joe.
I'm sure the people can tell we are in person.
We are fully in person. I just was thinking about this. I haven't gotten excited yet. It hasn't like the bubble, the butter, like it depends when it starts. I don't know. This is the latest that I've started to feel. I haven't felt the excitement yet for this announcement. And I think it's because there's just, you know, it's such a surprise that it's coming this way. And I think back to our very first time. With our third guest.
And this is sixth annual.
Yes.
For us. And yeah, the first time we did this was with this guest. And we're kind of going back to our roots, going back to basics here. We like to get the whole draft team together to do this. We certainly did that at least last year. But cards didn't exactly fall that way this year. But I'm excited to just kind of get back to the way it used to be. From the Round Ball Rock podcast, frequent favorite guest, Joey Devine. Welcome back, buddy.
Hi, thanks for having me, you guys. I just wanted to point out real quick that I actually celebrate four Christmases because my dad is Vince Vaughn.
Your parents are still married, but it's more of a loyalty to the brand and the franchise. Speaking of which, we should have a franchise. Let's get eight.
Eight Christmases.
I mean, we've been waiting for it.
When will they give the people what they want?
So here we are, inductee announcement day.
Very exciting.
Okay, now I'm getting excited. I am getting a little, it's happening. You're hearing it in my voice now that I'm going to know soon.
And
okay,
now
I'm getting a little excited.
10 straight weeks covering artists on the ballot, which is like the most in a row that we've done in a long time. I think last year we did six kind of spread out.
Guys did a lot of work this year.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And we also talked to a lot of voters,
launched the Patreon. It's been a banner. This is the sixth time. Did you say that this is the sixth time?
The sixth time doing an inductee announcement.
Yeah.
Yes. Because 2019 was the first.
2019. I'm up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
At my house.
At Joey's house.
Trying not to wake my sleeping girlfriend.
Yeah. And here we are.
And here
six years later.
And now the announcement not coming in the morning anymore.
No.
Coming at night.
From Brian Dunkelman. He still hosts that show, right?
Joey, I have bad news.
What?
Who is Brian Dunkelman?
He was the original.
What poll is that?
He was the original co-host of American Idol, and he quit the show after the first season.
What?
And then it took off. I'm sorry, Joey.
He quit the show?
Yeah. I think he didn't like the exploitative nature of it.
Wow. Okay. So you too many principles. Sorry, Dunkel.
He was not for me, dog.
Yeah.
It's going to be a no for me. But no, you got to be like Seacrest. You got to latch on yep. and then ride it to the top.
Absolutely. No principles.
but it's now 5 p.m. versus 5 a.m.
Okay.
You know, 8 p.m. Eastern is when American Idol airs, mm-hmm. which, of course, our listeners know that because they either just watched it or they've heard us talk about it, tweet about it. I had to attach an intro to our last episode to be like, hey, we just learned about this. If anyone is curious what we're talking about, for the first time ever this year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced live on American Idol.
And you found out that this was going to happen from the most important category.
Your mom. My mom was on it.
Your mom texted you and said they're announcing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on American Idol.
Yes, very
funny.
So
she knew before you did, I mean, this is just, amazing. It goes back to show you that is the most important category.
Yeah, it's not just a joke. No. This is baked into the formula.
I said to Ross, my fiance, the other last night, I said, did you know that the inductees are being announced on American Idol? And he goes, oh yeah, you know, everyone at the office was talking about it. And I was like, really? He's like, no, Kristen, no, of course not.
Of course, that's a joke.
Nobody was talking about it.
And I was like, real.
He really got me.
That's so funny.
Oh, it was.
I mean, but yeah, my mom was, she was watching American Idol live. And so she got the news. She knew it was relevant to my interests and work. And yeah, now.
Wow.
Your life's work.
I hope not.
You got scooped by your mom. That's wild.
I just straight up screenshotted the text and put it on our socials. There was no better way to announce that news. But yeah, American Idol, which, you know, there's this relationship with ABC now for the hall. Oof. And so I guess
vertical integration. It's really happening.
Yeah. This is the, of the two big announcements this year, this is the second one that is happening during the weekend, which for press cycles is not great. I would say this makes a little bit more sense and a little bit more visible than when they announced during the TCAs for the nominees, which was the Television Critics Association, which is not televised. But, you know, they got to please ABC. ABC's a big player. They were very happy about the ceremony airing on their network. Good ratings, prime time, January 1st.
New Year's
1st.
Day, baby.
But yeah, I guess so. This ABC thing, the mouse, because it is a Disney corporation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Again,
let's get a.
There'll just be one singular corporation by the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guarantee next year. I guarantee by this time next year they'll be plugging that you can like bet on this at ESPN Bet.
Oh,
which is a new ESPN thing they like own,
and that's in the
gambling.
Disney. That's in the Disney family, yeah. Right?
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Mickey's ESPN. Involved in.
Let's
gambling.
Get Mickey's getting.
Let's
dark.
Get an, in, wow. an inductee exhibit.
Mickey.
Exhibit inductee ride at Disneyland.
Ooh.
Let's make
Mickey
it happen.
Wants to send Shohei Ohtani's interpreter to prison for life.
boy.
Yeah. So, and you mentioned we have a Patreon now.
Mm-hmm. That's
I just
want
to. Mention
good for you guys.
Thank you. Patreon
stuff.
Patreon.com/rockallpod.
Cool.
I want to thank everyone who's been listening to our voter call episodes, which have been exclusively on Patreon. And I want to tell people now that our Patreon will continue through the fallow period, through our break. We are going to stop doing regular main feed episodes and pivot to just doing episodes on Patreon. So if you'd like to continue to hear us on a weekly basis. Subscribe.
In kind of a looser, fun format.
In person, leaning back on our, again, comedy roots. Mm-hmm. No artist episodes, but Rock Hall oriented, but I think fun episodes. I think if you like the episodes like the draft or when we go through the newly eligible artists, when
if
we're just kind of hanging
Bing
out.
Bong.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably play some games and stuff.
Yeah, we might play some games.
And if you enjoy the dynamic of when we get our friends in here and just kind of goof off, I think that's what I would like to pivot towards.
It's for the real heads who enjoy when wife acts like stupid baby.
Yes. Yeah, if you've been here since wife acts like stupid baby, come join us.
You're about to become wife. Not my wife, but you're about to become wife.
Oh my God, I am going to be wife. Oh boy.
And you know what comes after wife?
Stupid baby.
First comes wife, then comes stupid baby.
Oh boy. Yeah, so before we jump into it, let's kind of talk about where we are coming
into this.
Where's
our head at?
I will kind of review.
When's Basement Jack's going to
come? I was just going to ask that like, same question.
Really, truly.
I even forgot that's who did that song. But
That's why I didn't jump in right away. I was like, Aphex Twin?
No, Basement yeah, right. Jack's, y'all, come on.
Two X's?
Yes.
Definitely two mm-hmm. X's.
So when the nominees first came out, our first reactions were Cher was a lock, mm-hmm. Ozzy was a lock, mm-hmm. Frampton gonna ride the wave, Dave possibly gonna ride the wave, Foreigner, classic rock, lock.
Oh God.
And Mariah,
hopefully,
too big to fail.
I wish.
And Kool and the Gang, which I was cautiously optimistic
maybe?
About because of I didn't want to get too excited. Mm-hmm. And then Lenny Kravitz sitting in a position where so beloved by the industry, but not beloved by critics. But that's, as I recall, initially that's where we kind of fell. Mm-hmm. Then Mark Ronson did a For Your Consideration campaign for Foreigner, which I think really cemented
Foreigner
them in my...
Your Consideration.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Frampton started to do similar stuff, not as crazy, but he was putting a QR code on his on like flyers at his show so people could vote.
Oh, for people to do the fan vote?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
And then...
Man, is this going to be a bummer? Ugh,
we started...
Now I'm scared again.
I felt more confident about Kool and the Gang after we talked to people, and I thought I was going to have to make
you
the
got
hard press.
Skewed.
But nobody needed me to convince them.
No, but this could be the Spinners. They could really get
in. Yeah, they positioned like a poppier Spinners, like mm-hmm. a more songs people know Spinners mm-hmm. who got in last year and then lost some confidence in Mariah Carey because the people we thought would vote for her mm-hmm. were not breaking for Mariah. So that felt like, oh, this is maybe an issue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys would like to... bring up about how you're feeling, thoughts, where this could go?
I mean, I'm thinking about like hip hop. That's really kind mm-hmm. of the big question for me is do they just put, you know, Eric B and Rakim in a side category so that they have a hip hop act in this year, or do we just have none? Or does Tribe somehow manage? I mean, I don't mm-hmm. know. That's the big question for me, like the big one. Mm-hmm. And then the like little question is like Sinead O'Connor? Like that's
true.
The whisper, you know, where I'm like, it's so unlikely, but I just have a little whisper. Cause you know, I remember Kate Bush didn't get in so many times. It took the, you know, mm-hmm. Stranger Things push and all that to make it happen. But it's not like there's been this snowball building momentum for Sinead. And then, you know, she passed and now we've like hit the thing. So it's seeming very unlikely, but I just want to whisper Sinead O'Connor.
I mean, an immediate posthumous induction isn't the craziest thing in the world. Do you think about it being on the front of people's minds, a lot of sympathy. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that is something to consider. And the hip-hop question is a curious one. I think we said no hip-hop is likely to go through the ballot just the way... I mean, Eric B. and Rakim are probably definitively
yes,
at the bottom in terms of
no way that yeah.
name
they
recognition.
Are,
and yeah. then, like, so we were thinking possibly them through a side category, and then, you know, Tribe has a better shot, but they're still not a Jay-Z and not an Eminem.
Right.
Not a sure thing.
I just want to be surprised in a good way. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. all of the people, I won't be. I know what I'm dealing with here.
I would say, though, every time we've done this, you are surprised in a good way.
I hope so.
I'm just saying, looking back on it.
In general, kind of bummed by the ballot this year, I would say. Like, it's so There's not enough weird stuff on.
That is, yeah, we've lamented that.
The lack of weird.
Yeah. Like, give me somebody small who deserves to be in, who won't get on, who won't get in, but like, it's fun to talk about. We get to talk about them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think, okay.
You know, it also sort of feels like, as someone who grew up in the 90s, like, Lenny Kravitz, Dave Matthews, these are like our foreigner.
Why
have we skipped Beck or whatever?
Even White Stripes as we get into the 2000s or like Soundgarden. It's funny if Soundgarden had been on this ballot, I would have voted for them.
But even like the Smashing Pumpkins are more.
I really agree.
It is a bummer that the 90s representation is like.
Our foreigner, Foreigner in Chicago, it should have taken a longer time.
Yeah. There are way more bands from that era that are far more deserving and like popular, critically acclaimed. I mean, there's just like a zillion.
It's just a weird thing.
What a strange set of choices.
Before Weezer, and I don't even like Weezer that much, but it's like.
Contribution to rock and roll.
Yeah, it's like, just strange. And I'm not even saying that Dave and Lenny shouldn't. They're my friends, so
yeah. You call them by their first names.
They shouldn't get in. It's just order-wise, like it feels strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree.
I would say Oasis is not as strange though.
Oh yeah, like, Oasis.
That's
is on
like
the
okay. Yeah,
no, no, that's a lot of makes right. perfect sense.
I forgot Oasis,
but I don't think they're getting in.
They're not getting in. I don't think so. No. But what do I know? But they're not getting in.
I mean, it's that. That's been one where it's like I could see it either way, right? Yeah.
But also to the point that I forgot that they were nominated.
Not a great sign.
It's not an awesome sign.
Yeah, and then you know,
Mary J. Blige,
Jane's, Sade, Mary J. Like. Rounding out the ballot.
This is going to be a bummer. I can tell. All right.
Well, break it to me. The last thing I'll say is I don't, on the main feed, I've not revealed my ballot. That was something that was on the, should I keep it on the Patreon?
Ooh, I don't know, Joe.
At this point, the inductees, we're announcing them.
Patreon heard.
They heard. I don't think anyone's going to be like...
You gave them the access early.
No one's going to be like, well, I'll sign up now to hear his list. So I, Kool and the Gang, obviously, front, top of my ballot. And then Tribe was my second pick. And then because I had seven, I was like, I'm going to do Eric B. and Rakim as well. I'm going to do both hip-hop.
Good choice.
Hip-hop is, it's important to get into the hall. And then I was excited to vote for the Divas, for Mariah.
The Divas, induct the Divas.
And Mary J. I did not vote for Cher, though, because I don't think she needed my vote. I think Cher is going to be fine.
Yep.
And then I was impressed with Sade. Just they have a great body of work, a very consistent.
Great.
And then Sinead as well. Yep. I thought, you know, here is the coolest person on the ballot, and that's with a C, not with a K. That's a different person. But no, just like someone, you know, how can I look at that degree of artistic integrity and what the industry did to her? And yeah, I just felt like I can put my weight behind Sinead and feel good about it. So that was my ballot. Now.
So you're anti-Pope?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All popes. Yeah. Let's be clear. Every pope. No, thanks.
Nope.
All right. So we will start.
Oh, boy.
All right. I mean, like, let's. It's never crazy to begin.
Tell a story, Joe. Break my heart. Let's go.
I do tell a story with the way I reveal these, and I start. We ease into it because I'm not going to start with anything crazy. I'm going to start with the ones that are obvious and like basically givens. And so, like, who was the big lock on the ballot this year?
All right.
Cher, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Someone I drafted twice, but not this year.
I also drafted her before. Yeah. And
this is, you know, becoming a bit of a trend for us is that the artist that we...
We're ahead of the curve.
And then when it's time, you know...
We're bored with them.
Right. We think, well, I got to stop because they're... We draft them every year, then the year we don't is the year they get in.
Because who did that happen with?
So... I want to say, I don't remember.
It's people getting on the ballot too. It's
George
like
Michael
Iron Maiden getting on
the year he went in, but yes. Also we'd all been drafting him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think no one did Joy Division last year.
Yeah. No, that's the one.
The one
yeah.
from
and it was
last
like,
year.
Okay. Awesome.
That is. That's perfect. What it was.
But yeah, I mean, Cher, this was not a surprise. We knew this. I would have felt bad if she didn't get in because we had
pretty much assured people
directly
that it was happening.
Told voters they didn't need to vote for her. I don't think we took, this was not one where we took, especially since there's seven, mm-hmm. we weren't like, let's divert this vote. I think we let everybody who wanted to vote for Cher vote for Cher.
So what songs does Cher do?
I think she does, well, it's not even a given that she performs.
Right.
Yeah.
But if she did, I would say, even though it's Sonny and Cher, she does have to do I Got You, Babe. Mm-hmm. I would say she
who
does.
Who do you think, who's the Harry Styles? Like, who comes out and does that with her?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
If you want to hear more well thought out, you can listen to our Cher episode where we went through a lot of different people who could.
Where we shared
our Cher predictions and
so yeah, turn
lineups.
Back time probably
turn back time believe. And probably I remember we did this before. It was like maybe don't end on Believe maybe, but also she could do.
I want to hear Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
I wonder if Cher's going to go to Cleveland. I think she'll go. I think she'll be there.
Well, I mean, this is interesting because Cher had badmouthed the Hall right before the nomination. Like, how does she handle this? PR wise, like she's been very quiet since the ballot came out.
Mm-hmm. She just tweets a bunch of emojis and pretends she didn't do it. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I mean, let's.
I think we're at the point of no accountability for people and mm-hmm. anything they say ever.
You can just
so
pretend.
I think she'll just be like, "Thanks, this is mm-hmm. awesome."
Yeah,
cry emoji, heart, yeah. heart, heart, peace sign, peace sign. I also think something they sometimes do, especially if she's like the foundation of the jam, which I don't know that she necessarily would be, but it's a possibility because she's such a legend. She has a popular cover of the Shoop Shoop song.
Oh, yeah, from mm-hmm. Mermaids.
Yeah, which is like sometimes they do that. Like, oh, this is like an old rock mm-hmm. and roll song and you have a famous cover version of it and you could do it. And you could do it with a bunch of other people taking turns on the verses and the... So
that's cool. The chair's getting in. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
Long-term snub.
She's cool.
And yeah, Cher is cool.
Cher is cool.
All right.
Oh boy.
I mean, there were two legends on this list. So
all right, then here we go. That's right.
Ozzy Osbourne.
That should be the jam. Crazy Train.
Get as many guitar players up there like it's 1988, just like going to fucking town. But yeah, he's the second definitive legend on this ballot. I know some people online were starting to lose confidence in him because of the heavy metal kind of anti-bias, but
he
I think
doesn't count
he's bigger than that. He's bigger than
bigger
genre.
Than the genre. Again, it's the mom factor mm-hmm. because even if your mom doesn't like Ozzy Osbourne's music, she knows
he
who he is and she loved the Osbournes.
And he and his whole
and if
family
you're my
are very
mom,
visible.
It's both.
Yeah. Just a very visible figure and media personality at this point.
People see that name and they're like, gotta do it. Mm-hmm. Come on. The right. Ozman, Ozfest.
The Ozman cometh.
He ate a bat.
He chewed a head off. I don't know if he swallowed.
I think he swallowed it. Snorted a line of ants.
Mm-hmm. I believe bit the head off a dove as well. He was biting heads off stuff. Left and right. What will he bite the head off the statue? It does have a little head.
Ooh,
that would be a
great question.
It'll break some teeth, I think. That guy, can't imagine he's got solid chomp. I mean, he's got veneers for sure. But yeah, I mean, good for Ozzy.
All right, Ozzy, that'll be cool. Morello will get out there on his guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Does Ozzy perform?
Tear it up?
Yes, I think he does. And the reason
is
I think this
he's still able to do that.
He's able to do it, but he canceled a bunch of tour dates coming up and was essentially like, I don't think I can tour anymore. I would like to have one last
thing. He's
like,
you can
come
to me though.
Yeah. So I think he wants to have one kind of final thing. And I think he can muster up like three songs and they will do what they can to support him in that endeavor. And then this will likely be his final performance. It's morbid, but
Yeah.
He's been phrasing it, I mean, like that before the nomination, just that he'd like something.
He'll chair it? You think he'll framp it?
No, I don't think so. I think he can still...
He's still out there mobile.
He's mobile, but he's puttering.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But he's also always been a puttering.
Yeah,
since
he's
20
been
years.
Puttering 90s. Since the show. Yeah. Sharon. Yeah. A show I didn't even watch.
No, but culturally, we just know all the references.
How old is he?
He is probably around 80, if I had to guess.
Are you serious?
I mean, he seems...
I thought he was younger.
Excuse me, he's 75.
Okay, but still, that I didn't know he was that old.
I mean, Sabbath
and
started
Cher
in
is
69.
How old? She's in her 70s?
Yeah, so Ozzy's 75. Cher is 77.
All right, so far... The odds, the predictions are coming true. We've been talking about how this could be a farewell concert for everyone on the band that gets inducted.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the next person you say is going to also fit that
Cher's
bill.
Cher's boyfriend's like 21 years old, though. It
keeps her young.
Keeps her young. Yeah, her social media manager keeps her seeming young as well. No, she's definitely tweeting herself.
Well, our Kristen, you alluded to it, but our next inductee is 73.
Oh, he's only 73.
Peter Frampton.
There we go. So everybody's in their 70s so far.
Mm-hmm. And you know, as we know from last year, Frampton, he can walk with a cane, but he play in order to really get into the solos and the guitar work, he sits down while he plays.
He's gonna have fun. It's gonna be nice to see this like performance. It is not amazing that he's getting in the hall. It's not like my favorite thing.
And his, you know, as we've said, and. Am I going to say no shade? Listen, we
go off, queen.
We know that Peter Frampton is a very nice man, a very talented musician.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he killed it at the ceremony last year. And this is, you know,
hilarious on The Simpsons.
Yeah, no, really quite a good guest star appearance there. But, you know, I wouldn't say that he exactly has a Hall of Fame worthy career.
No,
I've been saying that all year.
It doesn't matter. Frampton's camels, they got in line, they trekked across the desert, and they made it to
the oasis.
Yeah.
We will see if there's an oasis with a camel. But this is one of the most clear setups we've seen. I mean, we've seen setups before, but like wheeling Frampton out to then make his case through the medium of shredding with Sheryl Crow's induction last year. And now he's in. I mean, he also, like, he is the type of artist that we know the voters like to go for. Classic rock, 70s, hugely popular with, like...
It's really weird how much times have changed where, like, what year is High Fidelity... Where he's like a punchline. Like his music is a punchline.
Yeah. That's like 2000, I think. Yeah. Right. Like, yeah.
That's very Gen X, though.
No, but that's what I mean. Is it's just like.
When Gen X was like controlling the culture, it was like Frampton is kind of lame.
Yeah.
And there just aren't. That's the thing about Gen X, though. It's a small generation. And so there weren't enough Gen X voters to put this down.
Yeah. In fact, they've been skipped because like the Dave Lenny Kravitz contingent is like millennial. It's like early millennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. You're right. Yeah, they're right.
It's crazy. It's the forgotten generation.
No, they got skipped. They were always going to be skipped, though, because they were such a small generation. And it's like the boomers and the millennials are like, you know, mirror generations.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, that's kind of the MTV generation. And we had like a few years of like, would you call Duran Duran and Eurythmics and George Michael kind of Gen X? But it did feel like this year they were like, okay, enough of that.
Yeah,
It really felt that way.
We're kind of skipping alternative altogether to get to like this weird like tail end. Like Creed is next or whatever.
Stop it.
Creed isn't
they
next.
They still nominated Jane's Addiction, you know, which they just did to like, I don't know, get their names
Perry
back
Farrell
out there.
Or worse. Ultimately, you know, I mean, we'll see, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will see. Oh, my gosh. Do you think Jane's is going to get in? Sorry. Wow. I've become so... I used to just be... I mean, I hated... I didn't like the hall. I was skeptical, but now I'm just even more cynical.
Uh-huh. You're like Gen X.
I know. Maybe I'm Gen X.
Whoa.
I am in that sandwich generation. Me too. In the Oregon Trail generation. I'm a genial.
Yeah.
All right. So should we continue down?
Yeah, play cool in the game.
Down this trend? Yeah.
No, who else is who else is going to be Foreigner next?
We knew this.
Congratulations, Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah.
And Mark Ronson.
Yeah.
And you know, this is you don't bet against classic rock. We knew this. Ugh. The Mark Ronson advocacy really took things over the top. What an effective campaign.
Foreigner in, Harry Nilsson not.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I mean, I've been pretty warm to Foreigner.
Yeah, I've watched it happen.
Just like
the frog is boiled.
They've got a good dozen songs that everybody knows, and if you're, it's kind of like if you're going to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you exclude Foreigner, it almost feels rude. Like, of course Foreigner gets in. They were a gigantic rock band, and they sold the most records of any rock band that wasn't in the hall.
Just why do they have to get in while I'm paying attention? I think that's my biggest gripe, I guess. You know, you could put them in. You should have done it 10 years ago before I knew anything about this stupid institution. And I'm sure many people agree with that. Maybe that's where the Foreigner fans and I can come together.
Perhaps. But, you know, and this is another group of guys where it's like, Mick Jones has Parkinson's. Lou Gramm just announced he's retiring. One last hurrah.
Would you say, are these guys in their 70s from the 70s?
Yeah.
Is that where we're at?
They absolutely have to be.
In their 70s from the 70s. That's the name of the game now.
It's like 80 for Brady. But
yeah.
Mick Jones is 79.
Ooh.
So he's our oldest so far.
Okay.
Kind of surprisingly. I don't know.
70s then, from the 70s.
And then Lou Gramm is 73.
All right.
Okay. So okay. a bit of a young baby.
Kind of a young guy.
A bit of a baby.
Bit of an age gap going on. All right. Kind of problematic for the band.
So, yeah, we do, as we've been saying all along, it's been a farewell class. And we say farewell to you because we're going to go on a little bit of a break. When we come back, we'll finish out these inductees. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We hope you had a nice break. We hope over your break,
you completed the picture.
And you went through a convoluted process to scan and identify
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk.
Why isn't she green?
Anyway, We've gone through.
We hope over the break you gave Coca-Cola access to your camera.
So you can figure out that a drawing is She-Hulk.
All right. Whew. Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, Peter Frampton, Foreigner. We've got
a pretty boring list.
Septuagenarians, that's what we call them.
Yes, that's right.
We've talked quite a bit about how this was going to be, you know, a final thing for a lot of people. A lot of artists, and I would say there was one more artist on here that fit that bill.
That's right. Joe's got a reason to party, and that's because Kool & the Gang, on their second nomination, their
of
first
course
ever
not their
nomination.
Second nomination. They made such a big deal about how they were never nominated. I did a special episode specifically about how they were never nominated, and they on their first nomination, and I think it's... makes sense because, like, of course they would get in as soon as they were nominated. Yes. That's what I've been saying.
This rocks. And now, you know how I've been saying we're sweeping through the 70s? We're sweeping through the 70-year-olds, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what I didn't know what I meant in all the ways we'd be sweeping through the 70s. Congratulations, Joe. How do
Thank
you feel?
You. I feel great.
I thought that they had been nominated like 20 years ago and not
Joe's
gotten in.
Pet project.
My pet project. Truly, I will be taking credit. But, you know, as I said before, though, when we talked to voters, I really didn't have to cajole anybody. Like, people were ready to vote for them and excited to vote for
this
them.
This was when the spinners got in last year. I think just a precedent has been set that there is room for these overlooked, you know, funk and soul bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is great.
And they're such a pop band, too. They just have so many songs that everybody knows. It's like, and their name recognition, I think, is pretty high as well. So they didn't really need my help. Maybe I will advocate for some later members to be inducted. I know I talked about that on our episode about Kool & the Gang, but they've got the original guys along with their singer who they added, but they added some members.
They were like, let's not add, let's not induct any voters.
Yeah, right. Because that's the thing is, sadly, all the original members except for the titular Kool, Ronald Kool Bell, have passed, and their singer, JT Taylor, is still with us. And I hope he reunites with the band. I hope he sings with them because he's still got it as far as I understand. But yeah, there's some guys from who are still with the band who've been with the band since like the 70s and 80s who I think like it would be nice to include them. And that wouldn't be unprecedented to add members to the list after their induction
Reeves
announcement.
Reeves Gabrels
is, yeah, a prominent example of that. But it's happened with others as well. But yeah, I'm very excited about Kool & the Gang.
I don't know another name of anyone else in The Cure besides Robert Smith and Reeves Gabrels.
It's so funny
the number of times that I've said his name is shocking.
Yeah, it stuck with you. For someone where nothing sticks with you, and you tend to forget it all.
I forgot that Kool & the Gang had not been nominated. Wow, that is a funny little thing that will stay with me probably forever.
Mm-hmm. So I would say going into this, those were the five locks.
Sure.
I felt pretty solid about that. Now, beyond that...
Oh, now we've got some room to have some fun.
We don't know. And so this is where things get...
Or to be further disappointing.
Exciting.
Oh, boy.
And surprising.
Crash into me.
Let's go marching.
That's not how that song goes at all.
I know.
That song goes like this.
Oh, wow.
Dave Matthews Band.
Are they going to let the canceled man in? They are.
Boyd Tinsley, who, yes, was...
Wait, what happened?
Boyd Tinsley, their violin player, who's no longer their violin player because there were allegations of molestation, inappropriate behavior. He will have to be inducted because he was a crucial member at their peak. It's like, can they not invite him? I mean, the band will probably not invite him, but like the hall, I don't know. But yeah, we'll see how that'll be an interesting thing to play out. But Dave Matthews Band, this is their second nomination after 2020.
I just looked.
They are riding the wave of, you know, Dave inducted Willie and played last year. Another setup. This one wasn't quite as a done deal, in my opinion, as Frampton. Yeah. But, you know, they did definitively win the fan vote again this year. Would have been weird if they didn't get it again, but they were on the cusp, but they made it. Dave Matthews Band. Our first act with no 70-year-olds.
Wow.
Are they the headliners?
Wow. I mean, so far, yes.
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, just...
You can't headline Dave Matthews over Cher.
But here's the thing, is that stadium is going to be... filled.
Yeah.
This is Ohio. All right. Midwest is where their people are.
But
the breadbasket of Dave Matthews Band fans.
But they are also not a Foo Fighters. They are not like a Shore headliner.
No.
Like the Foo Fighters are.
Correct. But it is now don't come for me, but they are a Pearl Jam in that they have a jam-ily, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a jam-ily. I don't know what the Dave heads are called. Maybe they're called the Cocopellis. Like, what's that guy?
Yeah.
What's the dancing man?
That's Cocopelli.
Yeah.
No, but they have the artist.
Cocopelli, yeah.
But the Cocopelli is a little, you know, kind of guy. But then the Dave Matthews guy is like a Burning Man, Fire Dancer, maybe it's called. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's coming back to me slowly.
I'm looking up if the Dave Matthews fans have any.
The Dave Matthews fans.
They just go see Dave.
I think they're just Dave's.
Like go see Dave's.
Friend,
Dave,
are you an FOD, a friend of Dave?
Friend of Dave. What are they called?
I don't think there's a name. I mean, there might be, but what is a DMB fan? It's so funny when Google gives you this. Let's not get into it. But let's also at this point.
Oh, the Dave Matthews icon is called Fire Dancer.
Okay.
I was right.
We got there.
Okay.
We haven't talked about the... draft points yet.
Oh, jeez.
But
zero.
Jimmy, is River just
no Jimmy. Jimmy. So okay. Jimmy had Ozzy, Kool & the Gang, and Dave.
Damn.
Which I believe puts him at 12
our
points.
Highest score. Our
highest
ever?
Score of all time. Yeah. Like easily. I did get. I have four. I got some more points because I did have Peter Frampton.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we are right now.
Wait. So that's how many points?
So I have four mm-hmm. at this juncture.
Great.
Jimmy has 12.
How many do I have?
You have two.
Two for what?
Because you have Mariah, so you're riding on Mariah. Yeah, so we're, that's still TBD.
Mm-hmm.
And then River has one.
And then King Goose Egg over here.
And, welcome to my world.
Joey's got zero. But and not exactly anyone's game, but still points to be had both on the rest of this ballot and, you know, potentially the side inductees.
Okay.
So that is six, though. We have had six mm-hmm. inductees.
We don't have six. Joe, nice try, buddy. All right. This is year six. Speaking of six, this is the sixth year we've done this.
Now, many years we've done this. It's been six.
Yes,
the last
I know,
few, it's been seven.
But they had seven votes on the ballot. And
very,
so
very good.
You're not going to get me this year.
So,
all
yes,
right?
On the ballot for the first time ever, you could vote for seven, which leads us to believe that they will induct
mm-hmm.
seven mm-hmm. artists. Okay. And
I want to fly away.
The
no,
seventh
please, no.
artist inducted
please, no.
for the class of 2024.
Let's get it. And Mary J.
Nice.
Blige.
Cool.
You know, that's cool. At
that's,
least, hey, how about that?
That's a surprise.
That's yeah. nice to see. I'm glad about it.
I was feeling more confident about Mary J. when I saw people breaking for her and not Mariah.
And not Mariah.
People
well,
really were excited to vote for Mary J.
I think that they were, again, they were pulling a Melanfi and using it as a way to not vote for Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucked up world out there. Okay, and people are against
Shots
Mariah.
Fired at Chris Melanfi.
No, he knows. He knows.
He knows what he did.
And I mean, he did it to my face. Mm-hmm. But you know, Mariah's had to fight hard in this world.
Sure. No, I mean, she has. And listen, this is her second nomination after 2021, and you know, I was starting to worry that Cher was going to be our only woman.
Mm-hmm. But we got Mary.
Getting Mary J in here is good. She's very worthy, very talented,
I'm
has
glad
a great catalog.
She's in this dancery. It's very nice. It also gives us a nod toward hip hop because she is the queen of hip hop soul. Mm-hmm. And she is, mm-hmm. you know, I considered, and not just by me, I'm not the categorizer, mm-hmm. but she is a hip hop artist. So that's yeah. cool.
Well, in a you sense. Know, what's funny about that is I lost the Game Show Network's The People Puzzler. Based on the People Magazine crossword puzzle.
Whoa.
The final round, I couldn't figure out you solve three crossword puzzles at the same time. I had one question left. It was like this female hip hop artist, and I had BL, and I was like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
It's
calling her a hip hop artist
yeah.
is
yeah.
not
yeah.
about right.
Leah Remini, very unhappy that I didn't win.
Oh.
Yeah, invited me back though. So
oh,
stay
invited
tuned to
you
the
back.
People Puzzler.
Oh, I'm like, invited you back to where?
To go back on the People Puzzler.
To go back
Puzzler.
On the show. Okay.
So I'm happy she got in. Sad I lost $10,000.
Oh, yeah, Lord. I'm sad you lost $10,000 too.
So that's 2 points for River. Two extra points.
Wow. Oh, yeah. River. Damn.
River had. So the first three picks in the draft this year were Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Mary J. Blige. So,
I'm just saying, we're supposed to be the experts, Joe. You more than me.
I had Frampton.
I know, but how many points do you have?
I have four.
How many times have the Black Eyed Peas been nominated?
All right.
I have four.
I said supposed to be. Who else did I draft?
We don't need to get into that. We don't need to get into that.
Listen, you're having your own goose egg year right now, all right?
Yeah, but how's I won it? Last year.
That's true.
did you? Okay, see?
He had Willie and George Michael. Cher, Ozzy, Frampton, Foreigner, Kool & the Gang, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige.
Weird.
The
weird.
Ants go marching in.
Now,
what
thing
I will
is,
say. Oh, mm-hmm. go ahead.
Well, what you're missing is he's going to give us an eighth. It's
no,
going to.
But this is a diverse class, actually, because there's a lot of non-white people in the Dave Matthews Band.
There are some.
That is true. There are some.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a lot. I'd say fair, some. But
Boyd, Carter, Beauford, maybe.
There's a Frenchman.
Dave is South African.
Dave, yeah, is,
Dave
South African.
Is South African. Yeah. My dog, Skip. He was, yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying, Kristen?
I was saying, I think you're about to hit us with an eighth.
There hasn't been a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of eight inductees since like 2001.
Mm-hmm. And yet,
until
he's gonna hit play. Yeah.
Can I kick it?
Really?
No way.
That's sweet.
No way.
Good for Q-Tip, dude.
A tribe.
That
called
is great.
Quest.
Yeah, that is great.
Awesome.
See, that's great. That's great. I'm glad about that. That's fun, and I'm happy about it. That
and
gives
so
me a
they
little
did
something.
Get hip hop in through the ballot this year.
They said,
year.
Let's do
they
eight.
Had to stretch it to eight. I'm not saying that like Mary J. and Tribe were seven and eight. If I had to guess, I would say
I
probably.
Think they were.
Uh-huh. And so I think if they're going to stretch to eight for them,
this
then
is
that is a smart thing to do.
Eight
the hall
straight.
Knows that. They really can't afford to go a year without hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tribe, this is amazing. We did not think it was going to happen.
No way.
They are a huge snub and one of my favorites, yeah. One of our favorites. I think all three of us.
Truly.
And
I
think they will play.
Yeah. That, get De La Soul in now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I mean, get Outkast.
Outkast, this is really clear as this for Outkast.
Also, I think all eight will perform too.
How are they going to run this show?
Yeah.
You know.
Oof. Well, you know Dave goes long.
That's right, the jam. the jam.
Doing his dance, really, noodling.
Noodling.
But this was Tribe's third nomination in a row. I was starting to feel weird about it, but I'm glad we got. And we do have eight for the first time since 2001. And everyone performing, it's going to be crowded. I mean, last year it was like four performed out of like.
Yeah this is, they're going to
have.
That
was including one musical excellence.
A real opposite prob this year. And especially because we don't know who's getting in, if there's any musical excellence performer types.
Well, let's talk about those side categories.
Very
we
likely.
We intend to.
No
very
weddings?
Likely. I will be getting married 3 weeks before, or 2 weeks before. I will probably be returning from my honeymoon and then going to, or like probably going to.
Straight to Cleveland.
To Cleveland.
Well, let's talk about these side categories, because there are side categories this year. As we've seen the last few years, they've really beefed up these side categories to include more people. I'll start with the Ahmet Erdogan Award, just to kind of get it out of the way.
Just to get his name out of the way.
It's the non-performer category.
Which friend of Bruce Springsteen got in this year?
Yeah, is it?
This is a person who I did not know when I saw the name.
Uh-huh.
I looked it up. It's a woman.
Mm. Oh, a woman?
It's a woman who is of Jamaican and Haitian descent.
Okay.
A woman of color. Mm-hmm. Her name is Suzanne DePass.
Okay.
And she was a Motown person. She discovered the Jackson 5, Commodores, Rick James, signed a bunch of artists to Motown Records, and then seemed to have a very illustrious career as a like TV special producer, like Motown's Anniversary.
Does she continue to live?
She continues to live.
That is great.
That's an interesting way to put it.
That's a great thing.
I believe she is another.
The way that he was describing her could have been either way.
She is another entrant in the Septuagenarian Club. She's 77 years old. It seems as though she's getting inducted as an important part of the Motown.
Congratulations. More Motown. I'm always pro.
And of the people who could be inducted in the Erdogan Award, I would say this is a win.
This is a win. I like it.
All right. So I'd say let's do influence before we do excellence.
Hey.
And it's not early influence anymore.
You're telling the story, man.
I am.
Let's go.
I am.
It's just influence now.
It's musical influence, which is meaningless. And I'm not, for the first few, I'm not going to play anything for these artists because I don't think you'd recognize it. First guy, his name is Alexis Korner. Does it mean anything?
It sounds like a punchline for a joke, you know.
They sometimes call him the father of the British blues. He opened the London Blues and Barrel House Club.
The father of the British blues is a black person from America.
Yeah, it is weird that like his
you cannot say they are all just white British guys co-opting black American culture. And there is no British blues.
He had his group called the Blues Incorporated, and he had these clubs that, you know, the Rolling Stones and Clapton and Led Zeppelin and Rod Stewart would play at and would go to.
They would go to Alexis Corner.
But it was not called Alexis Corner. It was called the Ealing Club. But we don't have to spend a ton of time on him. Do you guys know who John Mayall is? John?
I do know Mayall? The name.
Not Maytal? Not Mayall.
John Mayall. I don't know how to pronounce it. This one, he's the godfather of British blues.
Get out of here with this. That is an oxymoron. It doesn't exist. Yeah. British blues do not exist.
Right. And so he had a group called the Blues Breakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which famously...
John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
Yes, John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
That's why we know the name.
Famously, Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds to join the Blues Breakers.
That's why I've heard of them.
He had Peter Green and John McVie before they started Fleetwood Mac. He had Mick Taylor before he joined the Rolling Stones. He's just like a blues guy that they all respected.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis Corner, not alive, but I believe John Mayall is alive, and he is 90. All right. So got those out of the way so we can get to a more fun one. The third and final musical influence award.
You ain't nothing but a...
Oh, amazing. That's so great.
Yeah, Big Mama Thornton.
Look at Joe. Like, that is, yeah. Like
Hound Dog, Ball and Chain, obviously influence on Elvis, Janis Joplin. The long snub should have been in, like, in the 80s, probably. Like, a really foundational blues singer. I mean, she fucking originated Hound Dog. What more do you need?
Yeah.
And so this is cool. We will see Big Mama Thornton finally, someone we've been saying... Every year we're like, probably Big Mama Thornton in influence this year. But it's finally happening.
And just, you know, and then we're also finally getting these British blues guys in. You know, I've been saying it forever.
Having two guys who are the father of British blues at the same year is weird.
Like, who did this? Like, whose little pet? Is Lil Steven in there? Like, who is into...
I mean, there's plenty of guys like that who are into it. But let's go to musical excellence, because there are...
I'm glad they let the guy who spray-painted Clapton as God.
There are several musical excellence.
Oh, whoa.
We've got Norman Whitfield, who is a Motown guy, wrote a lot of Temptation songs.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
And so that's great. That's one that's been on my list for a long time, Norman Whitfield. I think Barrett Strong should be included there. They were like a songwriting team. He did stuff without Barrett Strong, but they are like, again, maybe
weird they picked one.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's sometimes they do that. It's stupid though, just like put them both in because they had a... All right, now there's actually a few more musical excellence left.
Wow, there you go. Did anybody draft them this year? Did I
did draft.
You did?
Yeah. MC5.
I did last year. Damn it.
As my side category, which counts, so it means I get two more points.
Damn.
But yeah, MC5, I drafted them thinking they're going to have to do this eventually. And with Wayne Kramer dying this year, a pivotal member of MC5, it really felt like that this is going to happen. And they were nominated 6 times, which is why we figured they would wind up in one of these side categories, because it just doesn't seem likely that they're... gonna get in through the front door. It's just at this point, it was 2003, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2022. And so, yeah. I thought maybe it would be an influence, but excellence, I mean, now they're just basically the same thing.
It's fine.
Sure, MC5.
I'm glad. That's good. I'm like, mad that it didn't happen last year when I would have received some points, but...
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's fine.
I will say some people are going to continue to receive points as we have...
Oh, dang.
As we have two more musical excellence
inductees. Anything from the draft, so we'll see.
This is a really interesting one because I think they could have put this guy on the ballot and he would have gotten in, but they're choosing to do musical excellence because of recent events.
Wasted away. Oh,
wow.
Margarita.
Wow.
Yep.
Jimmy Buffett.
Who drafted the Buffett?
I did draft Jimmy Buffett.
Damn. Uh-oh. Pardo.
I can't.
They should have put him in regular.
And do it. And like do it next year. Like there's so much going on.
Yeah,
like you're competing with that Hollywood Bowl show.
Yep.
Like
yeah.
I understand it's like the moment, but like this is such a stuffed class already. Like mm-hmm. of course they're. I think they're definitely going to do an MC5 tribute. I mean maybe it's so stuffed.
No,
they won't
I'm like if all of the inductees are performing. I'm like, they're just going to do kind of an in memoriam for these musical
excellence.
I don't
know.
People.
I think Tom Morello is going to want to get up there and play Kick Out the Jams with somebody.
I think so, too.
Like Chuck D or
also,
somebody.
Also, no
yeah.
one, I mean, there's been plenty of Buffett tributes. There's been like no MC5 tribute. And the place to do that would be the Rock Hall. Yeah, it's like just put.
And yet, where do you think that the people who are producing the show are going to put more time and energy and money behind a Buffett tribute or an MC5 one.
It's pretty
and I
obvious.
Think we're looking at a parrot head. I think we're looking at everybody in the audience gets a lay.
Maybe they will do what they did with Link Ray, which is like this do. I mean, they'll do like Kick Out the Jams. They'll do like one yeah. song rather quickly after the package. No speeches or anything like that. Yeah. But the Buffett thing, it's so strange because they didn't. It just feels like do this and put him on the ballot and he'll get in.
Yep.
It's just weird.
It's also weird to point out Jimmy Buffett specifically
as musically
musical
excellent. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There is one more musical excellence inductee.
Could you be getting on the board, Joey?
No. No way.
You sure about that?
Walk on by.
Dionne Warwick is in?
Did I draft Dionne Warwick?
You drafted Dionne Warwick.
Oh, all right. Sick.
She's getting in?
They're putting her in as musical excellence.
I was just thinking about her today because I was thinking about how much we lobbied for her and that we mm-hmm. kind of have like, you know, I've been feeling a bit... because again, the resistance to Mariah has just reminded me in some ways of the resistance to Dionne, mm-hmm. even though they're not the same at all. It's just like they are women with kind of like beautiful voices. Like mm-hmm. I'm just like,
yeah, Dionne Warwick's more of a stylist.
Yes.
She's not a, you know, showboat.
She has been on the ballot twice before 2021 and 2022, has been off the ballot the past 2 years.
Yeah.
She is 83.
All right.
And I think she could have gotten in through the ballot, but also she is 83.
Yeah, I'm glad that
and
she's getting in.
And it's just kind of like, let's put her in. I'm glad Big Mama and Dionne especially, it was like, there's only two women with the ballot inductees. So I'm glad they've got Dionne and Big Mama, but then also they had, and you know, Suzanne DePass. Yeah. Then mm-hmm. they also had to be like a couple British blues guys and then like Jimmy Buffett and MC5
oh
and Norman
gosh.
Whitfield. That is 16
it's
inductees.
This is going to be,
with
you know,
11 that are virtually artist inductees.
Stay in your seats,
crazy.
Everybody. We're broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, this is going to be just an insane show. I don't know how they're going to produce this.
It's going to have to be quick. It's
yep.
going to have to be like, I think say goodbye to three songs. I'm thinking
oh, yeah.
probably mm-hmm. closer to two.
I think one. I think we're looking at a lot of people get to play one and then like maybe a couple of folks get to play
tight
two.
Speeches. I bet like the era of like, we're going to make the packages a little longer. I think that's
yep.
probably gone. But to review, Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Kool and the Gang, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, and A Tribe Called Quest as your performer inductees, Susanna Pass from Motown, Ahmet Erdogan, Alexis Korner, and John Mayall, separate but both blues mm-hmm. godfathers in
separate,
the Musical Influence Award.
But equally
but luckily,
useless.
We've also got Big Mama Thornton, and then Musical Excellence, we've got Norman Whitfield, hopefully Barrett Strong, if I have no influence, but if anyone's listening, and then MC5, Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick.
I'm just glad with those two guys in Clapton. Now we have three men and a little blues baby.
Here's the thing about... All right, come on.
It's good.
That was just for Joe.
Just
three
for
men
Joe.
And a blues baby.
I just really want to say that I know I'm very put them all in. There's room for everyone.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But this might be too many.
We may be
take
going too
take some
far.
Of them out. All right. Just for the ceremony's sake. Like, I have had to sit through a lot of these things. And like, granted, there's some things that I am excited about in this, but oh my God,
it's going to be a long
one. It's going to be a long one. This is just, oh boy.
And the last thing I want to say is that one of our listeners in Cleveland reached out to me and had done some sleuthing. This is Andrea Ortolani.
Thank you, Andrea.
Apologies if I mispronounced your name. But
or Andrea. We don't
she noticed that the hall has its hours up and it has one date that it is closing early. Mm-hmm. And she said this is when, this is usually... They have like donor parties. They have,
nice
you know,
job.
People
this is
come
good.
In. She also said the Ritz-Carlton, which is typically where the artists stay, is like sold out. And the Westin is oddly $200.
This is
Cleveland. Incredible.
This is
well
truly
done.
Great.
This rules.
Next level. We don't deserve. So,
and she's like,
thank
this
you.
Is this is where they use the for the inductees and the performers.
If you say
and stuff.
It's on my
she
wedding
was,
day, I will actually like
calling
lose my
hotels.
Mind.
No, I don't know if she's she was probably looking online. Yeah. But yeah, she did say that that weekend is, of course, October 19th.
No. No, are you serious?
Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Which is an important date because why, Kristen?
That is my wedding date. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? I really was. I was kidding. I thought there's no way.
That's what? If the sleuthing is to be believed, which I think it is.
Oh. My God. Well, I guess the streak continues.
The streak of one on, one off for us.
Yeah. Yep. Of just like,
we
wow.
go to a ceremony and then the next year, for some reason, we can't.
Mm-hmm. Because of a wedding.
Because
we
of
can't.
A wedding.
Yeah, it's a wedding.
Or once it was a pandemic, so I guess.
Oh, yeah.
The wedding
that
of,
one doesn't count.
Of germs and
one
people.
Count.
Yeah, because it wasn't real. It was a hoax.
And
yeah.
it didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, whoops.
Wow. For real?
Yeah.
That is so stupid. That is so dumb. Andrea, mm-hmm. I hope that you're wrong. I mean,
Andrea,
I would be...
Andrea, I hope you're right because the work you put into this
I
is
do
too good.
Too,
I'm
but
sorry
it's
you're
so
missing
funny.
The ceremony, guys.
I mean, no, that's fine by me.
I'm like, if it's on a Friday...
Come on.
Would I do it?
No.
Because the festivities for your wedding don't start until Saturday.
Yes, that's correct.
It's not like there's stuff the night before.
There
at
is
least
not.
For at least for me.
No, it's just everything will start around 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. If you can go, you're welcome to go.
I know. I'm just. It will probably be a Saturday though. But it was.
It was
a Friday last year.
When it was, yeah, it was yeah. It was a Friday when we were, oh no, it was a Saturday when we were in New Orleans because the wedding was on a Friday.
Right.
And then last year
Last year, I believe the ceremony was on a Friday. Though,
a Friday.
I want to say.
In New York.
Yeah.
And this year.
But I think in a way it's appropriate for this show.
It's
yeah,
like,
it's perfect.
It's like too perfect. That is so
stupid
funny.
Stupid wife acts like baby and has her wedding day
yeah.
on the ceremony day.
This is insane.
This
is
going
so
to put
funny.
A lot of pressure on me in 2 years to get married and
yes.
then schedule it.
Wow. Wild times. Okay. Well, you
but
know.
That's it. And we are going on a bit of a break. But if you want to continue to listen to us chat about the hall and music and other things, you can find us on patreon.com/rockhallpod. Sign up. It's pretty cheap. $5 a month. And if you want to be able to influence what we talk about, $10 a month. Yeah. So, and other perks. Joey, thanks for joining us. This was fun. Where can people find you and what would you like to get out there?
Round Ball Rock is my podcast about basketball. You know, it's playoffs. Pretty fun
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, get into yeah. it. Exciting times.
It's, you know, it's the playoffs when last week we put up an episode that was a 90-minute review of the Lindsay Lohan movie Irish Wish starring Steph Curry's wife.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Not the
Lindsay
movie's good.
Lohan
I like the
is
idea.
Married to Steph Curry.
No, Aisha Curry is the best friend in Irish Wish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Check that out,
like,
listeners.
There's no way I would have missed that.
Yeah. Of course, our listeners know they can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RockHallPod. RockHallPod@gmail.com is the email. Thank you to Pantheon Podcast for hosting us. Thank you to Mike Lloyd for the logo. Yusuf Kim for the music. And yeah, that's going to do it. check out the Patreon if you want to keep hearing us squawk. But until then, I'm Joe Quazala.
I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares
about Rock Kristen's Hall. Wedding? Exactly. I can't believe it. Wild times.